Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk about the preacher as a herald. It's been well said that a picture is worth a thousand words, and that's really true. And it's also true with certain truths in the Bible. And as we're talking about expository preaching, I think it would be helpful for us to be able to see a picture of what an expositor is. And one of those images that the Bible uses is that of a herald. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 17, Paul says, "I was appointed a preacher." And in 2 Timothy 1:11, he says, "I was appointed a preacher." And that word preacher there, kerux, means a herald like a town crier would be, someone in a public square who gathers the people around and lifts up his voice and makes a very strong announcement, proclamation. That's the word for preacher or a herald. He's someone in the public square who lifts up his voice and makes a strong public proclamation. It's really drawn from the culture of the first century in which Caesar in his palace would issue an imperial decree and he would call his heralds into his palace. His heralds would be commissioned and sent out into the empire with Caesar's message to go into the different towns and villages and to go into the public square and gather the people around him. And once they were there, he would cup his hands and lift up his voice and make a strong, authoritative declaration of the message that had been given to him from Caesar. He was not to enter into negotiations with the people. He was not to alter the message in any way. He could not hold back any part of that message, neither could he add any of his own thoughts to the message. He was simply to deliver it as it had been entrusted to him, and he was to do so in a manner in which there was somewhat some dignity to it because he's representing Caesar. He's not to come across as the court jester, but to represent Caesar as though Caesar himself was standing there making this proclamation. And then, once it was delivered, he was to report back to Rome, he was to go back into the palace, and he was to give an account of himself to Caesar. And if he had failed to give the message exactly as it had been entrusted to him, it would cost him his life. That's the very word that's used in the Bible, in the New Testament, for the preacher. He is a dispatched messenger from the courts of heaven. He has been entrusted the message from God himself, and he is to deliver it with authority and with dignity. And he is not to add any of his own thoughts to it. Neither is he to edit or to censor or to hold back any part of the message that had been given to him. And to finish the parallel, in like manner, we as preachers of the Word of God will be called into account on the last day. We will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us into the preaching ministry and who has commissioned us into the world. And we will stand before him and give an account for our faithfulness to this message. Of course, he knows all things. And it says that in James 3, verse 1, "Let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing as such we shall incur a stricter judgment." There will be a stricter judgment for every preacher, for every herald. "Unto whom much is given, the same shall be required." And it's a very high calling that has come upon our lives as preachers of the Word of God. And it will be a stricter judgment for the use of our words, the use of the way that we conveyed that message. And on the last day, it will all come out. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 says, Therefore, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each man will be recompensed according to his deeds, whatever he has done, whether good or bad. So as preachers of the Word of God, think of the herald in the palace of Caesar who has been given the message from Caesar and has been dispatched to go into the empire and to herald the message. The same is true, yet in a far more important and serious and eternal way, as heaven's message has been given to us. And we are to go into the highways and into the byways and deliver this message. We are to shout it from the housetops like the herald. And one day we will find ourselves standing before the Lord Jesus Christ and giving an account for our faithfulness in discharging the commission that has been given to us. May God give you the strength to be faithful to the message that has been given to you by Jesus Christ himself. God bless you.